Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian. I got a very special guest co-host with me, Susanna Malik. She is an actress, and she is fucking badass. And then we got Kelsey and Kendon from OKC Improv, and this should be fun. Here we go. All right, before we get the show started, I do want to remind everyone to please check out my YouTube channel. Check us out. Check out our podcast. We're on all podcasting platforms, and we have our own app. Just go to the App Store, type in The Loud Spot. Okay, this should be exciting. Before we get into this, I do want to talk about OKC Improv a little bit and what you guys do, not only for, maybe for the community, but what you do with the, within your organization. So Kelsey or Kendon, either one of you, let us know what you guys do.
Yeah, I'll let Kendon take this one.
So in terms of OKC Improv, it started right about 2011, and it was like really a group of friends that had started it. So they were part of OU Improv, which is an improv group that's on University of Oklahoma campus. And OU actually stands for obviously unrehearsed. So they kind of did like a play on words between the actual university and their name of their troupe. And eventually they wanted to do more than just like the campus stuff. And so they kind of ventured out and decided to start their own thing. They didn't want it to be just a troupe. So the group of people that it was a lady named Marcy Fleming, a guy named Eric Webb, who actually just recently passed away. And then two twin brothers, Buck and Clint Vrazel. Buck and Clint Vrazel were the performers, and Marcy and Eric kind of were very much on the business side of it as this thing began to grow. But Eric kind of saw a lot of the potential that the Vrazels had, because they were like these like white nerdy freestyle rappers that were like brilliant at freestyle rapping and improvisational comedy. And like, you would look at them and never expect them to be the type of comedians that you would see, or that's even like killing it in a freestyle though. Way.
That's the best one. They're like,
yeah, exactly.
You don't expect it.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's really cool. Right on.
So yeah, they ended up, they would actually go out to like, they did like a TED talk, and they really got notarized. The Brazzles did, from going to like Transformers when that first came out. And they just started doing like freestyle rapping at the premiere of Transformers. And so from there, they kind of got a lot of notoriety, and like OKC Improv started becoming a thing. And they didn't want it to just be them as performers. They wanted to build a community. So the idea was that instead of OKC Improv just being its own like improv troupe, it would actually be more like an umbrella that allows just a space for people to come and perform and learn improvisational comedy. And so obviously when you're like the few people in Oklahoma that have really done this improv thing more, they have to like have classes and stuff to start teaching people how to do this thing. So that's what they kind of did. They kept doing classes, and then more troops started forming as people started completing those classes. And it's grown now to where we are now. And we used to, everything in between, we used to just share with different theaters. Like when they would not be doing shows. So we were at a place called Reduction Theater. And when they weren't doing shows, then we'd say, hey, can we come in and do shows? Which obviously makes it hard to build an audience with. Yeah. When you're like, hey, we're going to be on for 3 weeks, and then you'll never see us until we don't know when. But now we have our own home theater over in the Plaza District. And nice. That's just been absolutely huge for us, because you get consistent audience members, and also just being able to put your name on a building. And we're running a bar there now, so it's nice. Cool.
dude, you can't do improv if you're not drinking, right? Like that's like my, that's why I'm drinking a beer. And Suzanne, what, is that a dog?
Hey, that's what I was about to say, being a damn drunkie doing improv. I guess that's the best way to do it, right? And you see, I was like, at a bar, knowing that them motherfuckers had beer and alcohol in their pockets before they got on anyways.
And Kelsey, what do you do for the improv, for OKC Improv?
So I teach level one. I actually do that right now. Yeah, your level, of course. I mean, you're more level zero right now, but I can teach you to level one. It'll be cool. But I actually teach level one on Wednesday nights right now. Our class just started, so I think we just completed week three. So, and then I'm actually now one of the bar leads, and so I'm super excited to get our bar started, and we have a really awesome menu coming out, and nice. And now we can actually accept cards. So we were a cash bar for a while, and I would like to say the cards is a big deal. So we're moving up in the world.
So I can go there now because all I ever do is carry a card. Now, Susanna, you are an actress. You've been in a bunch of different things. I love your Little Woman of L.A. The thing. I watch that.
Starting shit.
you've never done improv, right, Susanna? You've never done improv
before. I haven't done improv. I know a lot of people in the acting industry, whatever, but I've just winged everything. I know there's classes and stuff for it, but I don't got time for that shit. I just do whatever I do.
Okay. I want to do maybe some skits. I want to do some skits, and I don't know how it's going to do. I've never done improv before. I've never acted. I mean, I guess I do a podcast, and I kind of fake it sometimes, but it's hard to actually do some acting things, right? Now, Kendon, you do have a slight delay. There is this very small delay on your end, so whenever, I guess, if you say something, maybe pause for a second so that we can go into it, or if we say something, we'll pause for you since it's a little bit out there. So I don't know if you guys have any skit. Like, what's a typical skit? Someone level zero or level one, you say, we're just gonna go into this. Give me fucking level 10. We'll just do level 10. Okay. We'll just do
Sebastian, don't say that you've never improv, bro, because I know when you're fucking your wife, you improv. let's just put it out there. I hope your wife ain't hearing right now.
Okay. All right. So give me like a typical skit you get to somebody to act, because it's all acting, right? You just gotta make it up on the spot. Right.
Yeah. So a lot of times we have our audience give us our suggestions. So all of that comes in. We can go in and just be like, hey, what's your favorite restaurant? You know, people kind of yell something. Give us your example of a perfect date. Whatever, you know, we normally kind of have a list going in. Okay. So whatever they say is what we have to act out on. So I guess we can just start out. Kind and I can try to do a scene real quick. How's that sound?
Okay, well, ask us what you suggest, and we'll suggest it, and then you guys act it out. So, like, tell me to suggest something.
Okay, so give me a unique location.
Hollywood. There you go.
Hollywood. Okay, and give Kind and I a relationship.
Like single?
Like it could be siblings, dating, spouse.
Oh, you caught me off.
Dating.
Dating. Okay. And cool. What is something that we could be doing right now?
Playing sex. Ping pong. Playing ping pong.
Playing ping pong.
On your date in Hollywood.
Okay.
I gotta say, I've never lost to a date before at ping pong, so you should expect to get your ass kicked tonight.
You be ready. You think I'm gonna get my ass kicked? Whew, you've never seen this ginger whoop anyone's butt harder than I'm about to whoop yours right now.
Oh my god. Like on a normal date, that would sound like foreplay, but with ping pong, it just sounds like a wonderful fun time.
Oh, you are going down.
Listen, if you don't mind, I'd love to take this like best 2 out of 3, like someplace else, maybe.
I mean, what do you have in mind?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could get like a couple of drinks in us and maybe play a little baseball.
You know what?
Like, I'll buy like both of those. Sports are my foreplay.
I love it. Let's go get 2 beers.
Oh, okay. Just like 2 for me, and then maybe you can have 2 after that, or oh, were you meaning like 1 and 1?
I mean, I'm thinking 2 beers, and at least a good shot of tequila.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, I've never played baseball not drunk, so that would be really cool.
Great.
Sex, I'm completely sober for, but.
You have to be. I mean, let's be honest.
Okay, hold on. So we went from football, we went from ping pong to baseball. To baseball, and then you started off being mean as a date, and now you guys are getting drunk and getting to go have sex. So it sounds like a great date. I don't know.
It's wonderful. I mean, I'm ready. So let's go.
Okay. I'm gonna try this with Susanna. Okay.
So. It's like role playing, bro. That's what you have to think about it. That's what I'm seeing it as.
Yeah. So I want. Okay. So here's what I want to do. I want. Can I make up my own skit?
Yeah. For it.
Okay. All right. So Susanna and I. We're going to keep the dating thing going, right? We're a couple, but she hates me and is breaking up with me. And I'm not going to let her break up with me. And we're on somewhere on this planet. Doesn't matter where we're at. You're breaking up with me, okay? All right, Susanna. So, and I'm going to be mean to you while you're breaking up with me. And you can be mean to me back. Okay, so Susanna, take it away. I've been your boyfriend for 20 years and you fucking despise me. So let's go.
So I'm coming to tell you, we're over. I can't do it. 20 years, and your motherfucking ass can't put shit up on the table. You don't even fuck me right. So I don't know what to do. All I know is we have these kids. You're still going to provide for the kids, but I'm not in your life anymore. We're done.
Fuck that. We're staying together. And God damn, I suck at this. Listen, bitch. We're staying together. I don't give a fuck what you think, and I'm going to quit my job, and you're providing for me and the kids.
Not happening, motherfucker. I don't know what the fuck you think and what type of place you think or planet we're on. It's done. That's why I'm leaving you. You can't fuck me right. Like I said, you cannot provide. I don't know what type of job you got anymore. Even trying to sell your dick on the corner, these bitches ain't even buying it. So what makes you think I'm going to buy it?
The reason why I can't fuck you, right, is because you're too goddamn short. If you grew a little bit taller, I'd be able to fuck you better, goddamn it.
Laying in bed and laying next to each other on top of each other, motherfucker, doesn't matter. As long as you can put it in the hole. You can't even put it in the hole. I even told you to put it in my ear so I can hear you coming, motherfucker, and I couldn't even hear that.
You don't even know, but I sit there and I fucking masturbate while I'm rolled over, jerking off, trying to not even think about you. But we're staying together, goddammit!
Obviously you're thinking about me, motherfucker, because you jerking off next to me, bitch!
While you're sleeping, I'm coming in your butthole anyways. You don't even know. So
that's why I be squirting out my ass. When I shit, I be finding that fucking white shit in my ass. Now I know where the fucking shit is coming from. But do you see me even rolling over? Obviously, I don't feel that shit.
See, we're good. We need a Golden Globe Award for that.
Done.
I told you.
Well, the best thing about
that's a strong scene.
Yes, for sure. Well, and the best thing about improv is that we do it every day. You know, when we have a conversation with someone, and you're just talking, and they come up and they even ask you like how your day is or what's your plan for the day. I mean, everything is improvised. We don't have a script that we're going off of or that we actually know what's happening or what they're going to ask us. So that's why I try to tell people, you know, get out of your heads, like go for it. So if you want to yell and talk about sex or whatever, you go for it. Like there's no limit. And so right when you start and you're like, oh, I'm terrible. We always tell all of our students is you're always right. In improv, you are always right. So if it comes out of your mouth, it's correct. So who doesn't want to do improv? Because You're always right.
You can never be wrong.
I know this, but I'm always right. So.
Yeah, I guess, right. I guess you can never be wrong. You know.
Yeah, you can.
Go ahead, Kendon.
Oh, I was just gonna say, yeah, that's right. Like, you can never be wrong, because, like, you know, even like the scene that you all just did, like, you start off, and every now and then, like, you'll find improvisers that will be like, "We're breaking up. I'm leaving you because you can't even fuck me right." And people will typically want to just immediately want to be like, no, I fuck you great. But what's actually more comedic is like the choices that you were making, where you were like, well, yeah, you're right. I can't fuck you right. But that's because you're too short. Right. And so you're not saying no, that you don't fuck good, that you don't fuck right. You're saying, yeah, that's true. And so, like, basically always accepting that everything that everyone says on stage with you is the truth. So, like, if someone says, "Hey, you're drinking a beer," you don't get to say, "No, this isn't a beer. This is wine." No, you just have to say it's wine. If they say you're drinking piss, then you got to be like, "Yeah, I drink piss. It's very healthy for me." And you have to accept the comedy of that. And so, yeah, it's that camaraderie of what most people don't explore, which is, what if we just stop arguing with each other and start saying, "Yes, that's true."
What? How long do skits typically last? Because before I even ask that question, I want to ask Susanna. So when you're sitting there, so on some of your stuff, you have scripts, right? On some of your acting scenes, I know you do a lot of character type stuff that's not talking. But when you are talking, do you also do some talking scenes?
Well, the only talking scenes that I've done was on Little Women of L.A. And that was reality. There was no script. Okay. So I was just being me.
So because I'm
being a knucklehead me.
Because I'm wondering, you know, if you have a script, like, I think it'd be super hard to. Kelsey, do you do script reading when you do some of these? Like, do you have sometimes that stuff that's already pre-planned?
Not for improv. No, everything improvised. Yeah,
they're just winging it. But I know a lot of people that do the scripting. And I really feel bad for them, because always in between their takes, they're talking to themselves. It's because they're trying to get it going through their heads. I know if I had to have scripted stuff, I'd probably stress out.
Yeah,
I just like winging stuff. That's a whole nother ballpark. You really have to know your shit.
Yeah, you know, I wing shit all the time on my podcast. Like, I really don't plan for things, and I just kind of talk to people, which I guess is some sort of kind of improv, right? But it'd be hard to memorize a script. So I want to know, how long do these skits usually how long do they usually last in improv? Is there like a time limit? You guys cut it off?
So for our shows typically are anywhere between 20 to 30 minutes. But for each skit, like, it typically, depending if you're playing a game, if it's long form, I mean, they're only going to be a few minutes. And then as improvisers, we choose when to end it. So you'll see one of us run across the stage and everyone knows, oh, okay, that got cut. We're starting something new now. So we like to keep things going. And when we know, hey, that's got the biggest laugh that scene's going to get, it's time to close and start a new.
Is it ever like, just please shut the fuck up and quit. Get off.
There like the look you guys give each other, like, bitch, it's done.
I mean, there's been a scene that I was actually in that we might have said three lines total. And I was like, okay, that's it. It's just because it was an earlier show. And it was getting raunchy really quickly. And there was a lot of kids in the audience. And so we always tried to, you know, be more PG earlier. But then our 9:30 show, fuck, it's like, if you're there, something's going to happen. Like, you just need to be prepared. You know, and so we always try to let people know, like, this is family friendly. This is not. So, and I know that I've never, you know, been in one, but they've done the drinking shows where, you know, they're actually drinking while they're performing. And so they're drinking with the audience. And obviously with that, we don't want kids in the audience.
Yeah.
No, you'd have a naked ass little bitch after drinking if I was on that show. I'd be streaking through your shit. Midgets do it better.
You know, I knew being with Susanna on here, I knew it was going to get dirty really fast, which is why I wanted her on this episode, because she just has like that personality that just kind of fits. If I'm going to be talking shit with somebody, it's going to be someone like her. You know, there's not very many people in the world that you can talk shit to and laugh at, and she is definitely one of them. So I want to
get offended. I would never get offended by anything you say. There's a lot of short people out there that will be mad as hell. You know, they like to be called. I mean, they get mad at me sometimes, but I was like, you can't get mad for me. If I don't get offended, then stay out of my fucking business. If you don't want to watch something, you don't want to hear something, either put earplugs in or fuck off.
Hey, you know what she tells it? She tells it how it is, and you got to love that. I want to do one more little skit here. I want to do it. Susanna, you and I are going to do one. I don't know. So I want Kelsey and Kendon, I want you to give us maybe a scenario. And I think my kids are going to come in here thinking like I'm screaming and yelling and wondering what's going on. So hopefully they don't. Hopefully they don't. All right, so give us an example of something that we could do.
Let's see here. I'm going to say that you all, so your relationship is you all are both, you're both part of the Homeowners Association.
The what association?
You are good friends. You are pretty, Homeowners Association.
Hall monitors.
Like HOA.
Oh, like you own a home.
Oh, shit. HOA. Yes. HOA. Shit. If you gave me a motherfucking house, for free and it was an HOA, I'd shit on it. I wouldn't take that shit. They make people's lives miserable. You can't even live the way they're gonna tell you how to fucking live your life and how to fucking your own house, how to fucking do your grass. Oh, fuck that. Why you start with that shit in the goddamn HOA?
The best part about this is that there's an HOA meeting happening in my backyard right now, and I can't hear
it. Fuck the HOA! I hope they hear that shit. They about to kick your ass out of your fucking house, bitch. They're gonna tell you how to cut your own fucking pussy hair, bitch. Either waxed or not waxed, a landing strip or no landing strip. Tell them to go fuck off.
There's the whole skit. We didn't even have to get into the skit. I just let her take off the skit.
I know. My husband's the president and my dad is the vice president, so I'm not worried. I'm good. I'm perfect.
I'm surprised he didn't tell you anything about that fucking deer head on your wall in the back.
Nah, I'm good.
I used to own a house in on the different side of Oklahoma City, and you weren't supposed to put black shingles for roofs, right? That was against the HOA, but I did it anyway, and they didn't say anything. What are you gonna make me redo the whole entire roof? They did it. I want to see Kelsey and Susanna actually do a skit. I think that'd be really fun. Yeah. So, all right, Kendon. So, give them an example of a skit that they can do. Besides being homeowners, apparently people get offended by HOAs around here. So how about this? You guys, I got one. Kendon, help me out with this. I'm thinking they're in line at an ice cream truck. Okay, one's in front of the other in line at the ice cream truck. And Kendon, I want you to. Is there like a disgruntled? Are they friends? Or are they upset because someone cut in front? Like, what would they be in line at ice cream truck? And what would they be talking about?
Yeah. So they are in line at an ice cream truck. They are both talking about this guy that they're dating, and eventually they're going to realize that they're talking about the same guy.
Okay, Kelsey, you go ahead and start it, and then Susanna, you come in after her.
Oh my gosh, Becky, I cannot wait to tell you about the most amazing guy that I've been dating. He is like, I mean, perfect. You won't believe it. He holds the door open for me. He calls his mom. Like, he is a sweetheart.
Does he call his mom? Describe him a little bit for me. Is what nationality is he?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so he's Native American. He's got long black hair. His eyelashes are just the most beautiful thing you have ever seen. His mom, you come over and she's like, oh, honey, I'm going to whip you up something. She is just amazing.
Oh, yeah, bitch. I'm about to whip you up something. Is his name Jose?
Yeah, it is. How'd you know?
What is his mom's name?
Oh, her name is Jackie.
Bitch. How long you been dating Jose for?
2 weeks. It's really serious.
You might be thinking it's serious because I've been dating Jose for a year now. And his hair is amazing when we have sex because it's like being in the jungle because I grab onto his hair and swing around because you know how tall he is and that body. But
Are you saying you've been having sex with my 6'4" boyfriend when you're maybe 3 foot?
I like to crawl up that Mandingo. That's a big motherfucker. And other things is big. I like to whirl around that too. But you know what? We can't get mad at each other. Threesome is the fun sum. So you can join if you like.
But better yet, let's just show him what he's missing.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Let's get some ice cream and take it home, girl.
Dude, that was a perfect closing. That was perfect. You know, the thing is, it's a Native American named Jose. It's not a Native American.
I have no idea what the fuck I wanted to do, but you know how these Indians are out there. They get mad at me, so I don't know.
In Oklahoma, you said Native. She says Jose, but she says Jose because she's from California. If you're Native, now here's the thing. True story. When I first moved to Oklahoma, I swear to God, I looked at one of my friends and I said, man, there's a sure a lot of Mexicans that live in Oklahoma. And she goes, what do you mean? A lot of Mexicans? I said, all those Mexicans over there. She goes, those are all Native Americans. I was like, oh, in California, they'd be Mexican. But then in Oklahoma,
Native Americans.
It's hard to tell because a lot of natives have a Hispanic descent or. Like they all, I don't know. They all kind of, to me, I'm Puerto Rican, right? But everyone in California, everyone thought I was Mexican. And here in Oklahoma, everyone thinks I'm Filipino for some reason. I don't know. I don't even think I look Filipino.
No, I don't think you look Filipino neither.
nothing against Asians. Okay. We're going to wrap this up real quick. If someone wanted to come to OKC Improv, how much does it cost? And where can they sign up for it? We'll let Kendon answer that question.
Yeah, so they'll go to www.okcimprov.com. And on that front page, we'll definitely have all the shows that are coming up as well as a description of the shows because they're all a little different. And like Kelsey said, depending on the different shows, they all last usually about 30 minutes or so. But some of those, I'm in a show that does 30 minutes and where we're the same characters. So it's 30-minute play that's improvised. They're all cost $12. And so you can go on there and reserve your tickets or you can buy them at the box office. But we do shows consistently every Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and 9:30. So it's a lot of fun. We have everything, a good mixture between narrative improv. So we have some that make up a story on the spot. We do musical improv. So we also do improvised musicals. It's a two-act musical made up on the spot. We do one that's called Bitsing, and that's the drinking show. So we'll have a live band on stage, and they're making up the music, and we are making up the lyrics along the way. So we just call it a musical improv party because we drink with the audience, and the audience tells us little things. If you do this tonight, every time you do this, you got to take a drink. And so that's a fun time as well. So it's a diverse group of comedy. And so it's never going to be the same on any night.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. And I think I'm going to go check it out. I think I might be kind of good at it if I have a couple beers in me. I think I'd be okay. You know, as long as I could scream and yell at people, I think I'm good at that. which is kind of fun. You live in the Oklahoma City area and you want to check them out. Really, I would suggest doing improv. I think it sounds like it's just fun no matter where you live. Go find your local improv place and go check it out. It supports the community. It helps people whether they're trying to be actors or just have fun. Maybe even just self-healing, it could be, right? There's all kinds of
for sure.
why people go there. And yeah. I do want to thank you guys for being on the episode. Thank you. It was a lot of fun. Don't go anywhere till after the outro song plays, please. I do want to remind everyone one more time to check us out on YouTube and all podcasting platforms. That's all the time we got. Folks, stay right there. Peace out. Rock on. Peace out. And much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have us back again?
Yes.
Does anything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
Our pink hoes have to pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.